Restaurants may be losing business to Walmart. McDonald's new dessert was inspired by grandmas. And has Chipotle changed its portion sizes? Welcome to RB Daily, a quick look at the industry's top stories from the editors of Restaurant Business. I'm Joe Guskowski, Senior Editor at RB.
And I'm RB Managing Editor Heather Lally. High fast food prices are driving more Americans to buy groceries at Walmart. That's according to the retail giant's CFO, John David Rainey, in an interview with CNBC. Rainey said, quote, "It's roughly 4.3 times more expensive to eat out than it is to eat at home, and that's benefiting our business." Walmart stock was up more than 7% Thursday, reaching an all-time high after the retailer reported that transactions increased 3.8% during its most recent quarter.
McDonald's is typically known for its marketing that plays to the youngest generations, with partnerships with rappers and anime characters and more. But starting Tuesday, the burger giant will debut a Grandma McFlurry. The new sweet treat is available for a limited time and features a syrup and chopped butterscotch candy pieces, like the ones from Grandma's Purse, the chain notes, blended in vanilla soft serve. The rollout will include stops by Grandma's McFlurry Mobile around New York City, including at assisted living homes and senior centers.
Burger King is now the largest operator of its own restaurants. The fast food chain completed its acquisition of the 1,000-unit franchisee in a $1 billion deal. Burger King plans to spend the coming years remodeling 600 of those restaurants, then plans to refranchise them to smaller operators in at least 20 small deals.
Chipotle has long been known for its generous portions, but TikTokers of late have been ranting about shrinking portion sizes. Even mega-influencer Keith Lee, who calls himself an out loud supporter of Chipotle, recently posted a negative review, saying his usual chicken bowl was noticeably lacking in chicken. Some reviewers are encouraging diners to walk out or campaigning for the use of measuring cups rather than spoons. Chipotle says nothing has changed in its portion policy, and diners can always ask for more.
Technomic's Spring 2024 Global Menu Trends Study shows that restaurant customers around the world are looking for many of the same things as American consumers are: value, quality, and lots of flavor. We explore six trends that are happening from Australia to Thailand, Brazil, China, Germany, and points in between. Breakfast is booming across all borders. One-bite snacks are on the rise, and yogurt drinks are on the menu at Coffee Concepts, among other food and drink news.
Presto Automation is upgrading its AI drive-through technology as it looks to rebound from financial problems. The company last week unveiled what it calls Pure AI, which allows its voice bots to handle more drive-through orders on their own. Pure AI eliminates the human agents who would previously monitor and correct the AI, and instead allows it to make mistakes and learn. If things get too out of hand, the AI will divert the order to a restaurant employee. The system has been significantly more efficient than its predecessor in live tests, said CEO Guy Lefevre.
And that should do it for today's episode of RB Daily. I'm Heather Lally.
And I'm Joe Guskowski. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of RB Daily. Rate us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and subscribe.